avesse essere non è che Mariano c'è una grande serie di se c'è un amore di stanno we are discussing how to overcome karma, how we can transcend karma. We want to look at the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sixth canto, chapter 13. King Indra lifted by sinful yaksha. It's a very but wonderful experience. The person pushes her. It is very dangerous for commercial activities. And the process of overcoming Indra has killed the Brahmana. It's very simple. And here, the result of his activities followed Indra everywhere he went. It takes 14. Sukadeva Goswami said. Indra saw a personified soul. Indra saw a personified sinful reaction chasing him, appearing like a Chandala woman, a woman of the lowest class. She seemed very old, and all the limbs of her body trembled because she was afflicted with tuberculosis. Her body and garments were covered with blood, breathing an unbearable fishy odor that polluted the entire street. She called to Indra, "Wait, wait. We may commit any kind of sinful activities and in ignorance think that we are free." Indra was thinking he is very, very powerful. He is a king of all the demigods. He is a controller. Because of false ego, one can commit all kinds of sinful activities. So Indra did kill a Brahmana. But here, a sinful reaction is described here to be a woman, a chandala. And because she's afflicted with tuberculosis, there are blood all over her body. And as such, an unbearable fishy odor polluted the entire streets because of her presence. She's calling to Indra, "Wait, wait." Indra is running, but the reactions did not leave him alone. The reaction of the simple activity of killing Brita Asura followed him wherever he went. "O King," Subhadeva Goswami continued, "Indra first fled to the sky, but they also saw the woman who personifies him chasing him. His wheels followed him everywhere he went. Alas, he very quickly went to the northeast and entered the Manasa Sarovara Lake. He said in English that the evil men do live after death. Here we see a practical example that Indra's sinful activities chase him everywhere. He is very fortunate to see how his sinful activities are chasing him, what the majority of people in this world does not see. So our situation is pathetic, lamentable, and it's miserable. The people are wondering why bad things are happening to them, and are running here and there consulting all kinds of astrologers, oracle men, and different kinds of people to relieve them of their situation. In that process, they will complicate the problem more and more. But Indra is fortunate that he has the knowledge. So he has learned somewhere to take shelter. Indra, always thinking of how he could be relieved from the sinful reaction of killing Brahmana, invisible to everyone, lived in the lake for 1,000 years, the subtle fibers of the stem of the lotus. Living in this situation, Indra is not happy. 1,000 years in the subtle fibers, that means he was not eating. Varuna, who wanted to give him food, cannot go there out of fear. So Indra was living in a subtle body, suffering the reactions of his sinful activities. The fire god used to bring him his share of all jagyas, but because the fire god was afraid to enter the water, Indra was practically starving. As long as King Indra lived in the water, wrapped in the stem of the lotus, Nahusa was equipped with the ability to rule the heavenly kingdom due to his knowledge, posterity, and mystic power. Nahusa, however, blinded and maddened by power and affluence, made undesirable proposal to Indra's wife with the desire to enjoy her. But Nahusa was cursed by a Brahmana and later became a slave. Indra, since we are diminished by the influence of Rudra, the demigod of all directions, because Indra was protected by the goddess of fortune, Lord Vishnu's wife, who resides in the lotus clusters of Manasa Sarovara Lake, Indra's sins could not affect him. Indra was ultimately relieved of all the reactions of his sinful deeds by strictly worshipping Lord Vishnu. Yes, this is the solution. The topic is how to overcome our bad karma, the result of our sinful activities. How do we transform our bad karma into good. Sukadeva Goswami mentioned that. Indra was ultimately relieved of all the reactions of his sinful deeds by strictly worshipping Lord Vishnu. Then he was called back to the heavenly planet by the Brahmanas and reinstated in the position. So the solution is that we can overcome karma by taking to devotional service, by taking to Krishna consciousness. Indra couldn't do it otherwise. O King, when Lord Indra reached the heavenly planets, the saintly Brahmanas approached him and properly initiated him into a whole sacrifice, as Amida Jagya, meant to please the Supreme Lord. Devotional service is the only means to change our karma. The whole sacrifice performed by the saintly Brahmana relieved Indra of the reaction to all his sins because he worshipped the Supreme Personality of God in that sacrifice. O King, although he had committed a gravely sinful act, it was nullified at once by that sacrifice, just as have committed volumes and volumes of sinful activities. And that has kept us here in the material world since time immemorial. The duration of our life is calculated to be time immemorial. Why? It's due to the sinful activities we have performed, and the result have been haunting us. So here, Sukadeva Goswami mentioned that Indra traveled everywhere, he couldn't get protected. Only when he strictly worshipped Lord Vishnu that his sins were eradicated. And then the saintly Brahmanas encouraged him to perform Ashwamedha Yagya, which was also meant for worshipping the Supreme Personality of God. It was meant to please the Supreme Personality of God. In other words, only when we please Krishna by our activities, we can be relieved from our sinful activity. Therefore, the Krishna recommended Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharma Paritya Jyamam Ekam Saranam Braja Aham Tam Sarva Paritya Muksha Ishani Vansuchaha. So Krishna said, Aham Tam, Aham, I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tam, you, Sarva Paritya. If we are connected, we'll be free from all sinful activity. How do we get connected? We get connected by devotional service. What is connecting devotee with Krishna, with the spiritual master, is devotional service. And it is said here that that devotional service should be strictly performed. That means that we should follow our sadhana very, very carefully. Only when the sadhana is strictly followed, strictly performed, with the knowledge why we are doing it and to whom it is meant for, then we can be free from karma. And look at the potency of devotional service. It is meant to say, although he had committed a gravely sinful act, it was nullified at once by that sacrifice, by devotional service. Just as fog is vanquished by the brilliant sunrise. It was nullified at once. That's the language you see. The volumes of sinful activity committed by Indra was immediately vanquished. That also is confirmed in the same sixth canto, in the passage of Adharamila. The Vishnu Dutta, they said, Ajamila, he chanted Narayana. That one's chanting has nullified the billions of sinful activities performed by Ajamila. Then the Yamadutas questioned them. If Ajamila had been purified by the one chanting the holy name of Krishna, why was he still living with the prostitute? If he had been free, he would have been relieved from simple activities, then he would have been committing again. He should have left the prostitute's wife and lived a life of sadhana. But how is it that Ajamila is newly fired from his simple activities and he's still living with the prostitute? What was he doing with the prostitute? In other words, they are saying that by living with the prostitute, Ajamila was committing sin. Therefore, how can it be said that at once he had been freed, or the sin which he had committed for 10 million lifetimes had been destroyed just by once chanting the holy name of Krishna? So the Vishnu Dutta replied, Ajamila had been free from his sinful activities, and right from that moment to the time he is leaving the body that you have come now to arrest him, all the chanting that he has been doing, it is his devotional service. Therefore, although he lived with the prostitute, he was never affected. This is the power of devotional service, of Krishna consciousness. The power of chanting of the holy name immediately freed Ajamila, immediately freed Indra. So the word at once, used by Sukadeva Goswami, also used the same thing, the same system. It's in second chapter. Here is the 13th chapter. But Jamila case is in the second chapter. The same experience. King Indra was favored by Marichi and the other great sages. It's another point. Chitachatamrit, it is mentioned, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagya One Jiva. Brahmanda Brahmite, when the Jiva has been wandered and Bhutta Paliyate from this planet to that planet, from this species to that species, this country to this country, when a living entity have been wandering through all this, when you become fortunate, when is that fortune? And who was that fortune? Guru Krishna Prasad. When we become fortunate, means when we come in contact with the sadhu, we have been favored by a sadhu, our sins are also eradicated. Chanting of the holy name, devotional service of Krishna, association of saintly sadhus have very potent means to change our karma. They perform the sacrifice just according to the rules and regulations, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul, the original person. Thus, Indra regained his exalted position and was again honored by everyone. And now Sukadeva Goswami concluded. In this very great narrative, there is glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. There are statements about the exaltedness of devotional service. There are descriptions of devotees like Indra and Dhritarashtra. And there are statements about King Indra's release from sinful life and about his victory in fighting the demons. By understanding this incident, one is relieved of all sinful reactions. That means what? By storing the Vedas, another means to get free from our karma. By understanding this incident, one is relieved of all sinful reactions. So we can see the message the Prophet has given to us. He gave us Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita to recite every morning and evening. He gave us the holy name. He gave us the holy association. He gave for Krishna. Therefore, the learned are always advised to read this narration. If one does so, one will become expert in activities of the senses, his opulence will increase, and his reputation will become widespread. One will also be relieved of all sinful reactions. He will conquer all his enemies, and the duration of his life will increase. Because this narration is auspicious in all respects, many scholars regularly hear and repeat it on every festival day. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 6th canto, 13th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled "In Indra Afflicted by Sinful Reaction." Although this system can help us change our karma, there is another karma which cannot be changed. Some karma can be changed, some cannot be changed. So we are describing how to change the karma. The karma which cannot be changed is, for example, our body. You cannot change the Indian body or Brazilian body to African body. Cannot change it. So this karma cannot be changed. Animal cannot change their body to human body. For this lifetime. Except one has another karma. Chris, for example, he said he's causing a human being to become an animal. That's another karma. For example, King Nahusha was cursed by a Gatsamudi to become a snake. That's another karma. So he has to give up his own human body for a snake body. This is another karma. Unless on these circumstances we cannot change our body, we may have the ability to transform. Sometimes you would do the disguise, like Bharat Maharaj, disguise himself. Parvati, he disguised herself something like Sita, the face of Lord Ramachandra. Mahatma Vidura, when he left the palace of his brother, he disguised himself in such a way that nobody could recognize him. Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he gave up his throne, also disguised himself as a mad person, that he was not recognized by the citizens. But this is different from changing the karma, because that is for some time. You can disguise for some time, but one will come up in normal or abnormal situation. But to change the karma completely, we cannot change the body for one lifetime. So this karma cannot be changed. That's the karma we cannot change. The karma of a person being very poor can be changed to become a rich person. We can't change our body. We cannot change our height. are 5 feet tall, you cannot change it to 7 feet tall. Except Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who can elongate his body, but still to come up with a normal body. So there are some karma that can change. We can change our suffering. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us, Cheto Dharapa Marjana. Cheto Dharapa Marjana. Cleaning. By chanting the holy name, we are changing the karma. We are cleaning our consciousness from all the dirty things which are accumulated since time in the world. We are changing, we are purifying our life from sinful life to auspicious life. By chanting the holy name is a cleansing tool for cleaning our consciousness, cleaning every auspicious thing in our life. By devotional service, Adu, Sadha, Tata, Sadhu, Sangha, Vajana Kriya, Anartha Nivriti. Devotional service, very powerful in association, performed in directed by a sadhu in association of the sadhu. And change our karma. We can become free from sinful life, from suffering. As Krishna mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 10. Yes. Vitaraga baya kodha mamaya mamupa sitaha bhavu dana basha utamad bhavam agataha. Being free from attachment, fear and anger, being full absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. Krishna said, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, Krishna, what will happen? Many, many persons in the past became purified. So Krishna is telling Arjuna, so if you also take shelter of me, if you become my devotee, which means engaging in my devotional service, chanting and hearing, you will attain the same situation like those in the past. Krishna is referring to the past, history. Because if you want to do something, you should look at the past. Who has followed this process and become pure before? You should look at that. So Krishna is giving confidence to Arjuna. This process, as I'm teaching it to you, has made many people in the past become purified. So also, if you follow as I'm teaching it to you now, you will attain the same experience by becoming purified of all karma, sinful activities, and you will attain transcendental love for me, like that has happened in the past. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Gurudev, Hare Krishna.
Comments or questions?
Yes, Gurudev. Vijay Prabhu, Jagannivas Prabhu, and all devotees in temple, if anybody would like to ask any question, comment, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna. I have one question.
Yes, please.
you point out for Ajamil. Okay, Ajamil literally did all the sins on this planet, and still, how is it possible for him to chant the Shuddha Naam and overcome his karma?
Vishnudutta said, the holy name of Krishna is very powerful. So powerful that even chanted once, one can be dead. The volumes of sinful activities can be destroyed. And if one continued to chant, even what offenses, the name is so powerful that the name will rise over the sins and destroy the sin and give us pure love of Godhead. So Ajamila, he chanted once, Narayan. He chanted in a helpless situation. Therefore, he chanted, although it is Namabhasa, you can even see the potency of Namabhasa stopped Ajamila from going to hell. Meaning what? The volumes of his simple activity have been destroyed. So much so that he was stopped from going to hell. Even though he didn't go back to Godhead at that time, but he was also stopped from going to hell. Why? Because of the name he chanted. So the Vishnudutta said, that once he chanted, all the millions of years of his simple activity were cancelled. And from that time till the day he was given the body, that he was, what he was chanting at that time was the most of the sins. Although he had lived with his prostitute wife, he did not incur sin again. He was protected by the holy name. Just like a snake without the fangs. It's not poisonous. Although it's a snake, but without the fangs, without the poison, the snake is no more dangerous. So though he has lived with the prostitute, but because of the potency of the holy name in which he was chanting every day, because every day he was calling, Narayan, come and sit on my lap. Narayan, have you taken your food? Narayan, are you all right? Narayan, you want to sleep now? Narayan. So every day he was chanting. Vishnudutta said, as he was chanting, he was destroying all his sins. And this is devotional service. It is no more an atonement. Now it is devotional service. So he overcame all the karma. So much so that he couldn't go back to, he couldn't be taken to hell again. Although Yamadutas have kept the records about his simple activities every day, and were waiting patiently for him until that person was there. He was shocked to understand the supreme nature of the holy name of Krishna, the supreme nature of the Muslim service to Krishna. And it is said that, especially in this month, Kartik, little devotional service done in Kartik, Krishna will consider to be a great service. Let the glories of the holy name, the glories of devotional service, the glories of Krishna's wonderful activity, that service in Kartik. All right? Did you get it?
One more question. Yes, yes.
All right, go ahead.
At the time of initiation, Guru takes the sins of the disciple, and then After initiation, a disciple knowingly, unknowingly commits an offense. Right? In that situation, what is the severity of the offenses or the karmas the disciple may incur?
So the Prabhupada mentioned in the next question that devotees be very, very careful not to repeat our previous sinful life after taking initiation. On the day of initiation, the guru gives the beads to the disciple. As the disciple is taking the bead, a special master takes the karma. The guru takes the karma from the disciple. So Prabhupada said in Nature of Devotion, that's the first chapter, on the topic of the Klesha Agni. Prabhupada mentioned that in that portion. Devotees should be careful not to repeat our previous sinful life after taking initiation. Because now we are connected with the spiritual master. Whatever sinful activities we do will go to the spiritual master. In the head canto of Bhagavatam, so Prabhupada mentioned, text 15, head canto chapter 4, text 15. The Prabhupada mentioned in the purport. Also, fourth canto of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada also mentioned the same thing, that a spiritual master sometimes have bad dreams because of the sinful activities of the disciples. So the spiritual master is taking risk, accepting disciples is risky. Therefore, disciples should be very careful not to do something sinful. And in one initiation, I did mention to the devotees, the spiritual master is so kind, he is willingly or knowingly accepting the sins of the disciple. That means he's very, very compassionate. He cares for us and he wants to suffer for us. But why should we, the disciples, be so wicked, so ungrateful that we want to do something harmful that will cause him bad dreams, make his body sick, his body weak? Why? We should be careful not to do this. So, a devotee may ask, if a spiritual master has taken the karma, why we still have difficulties? The Solemn Prophet has explained that. And he gave an example. The karma of the disciple, the spiritual master, take them. They are with him. For example, if we have written something on the board, you may clean it, but the particles of that will still be on the board. So although the physical karma have been taken, the residue, the remnant, the particles of that, our sinful activities, is what we are dealing with. So this will help us understand how serious our problem is. And when the spiritual master takes that karma, he's keeping them. As we are daily practicing, intensifying our efforts, it's like we are withdrawing our sinful bank account. We are withdrawing from our sinful bank account. Our everyday practice is a withdrawal. We are withdrawing. We are taking out all the karmas in our karmic bank accounts. In other words, we are emptying our our karma by devotional service of the Krishna, by the sadhana which we perform every day. So this Vishwa Master is watching, he's seeing how we're doing, and he's facilitating, he's guiding, he's pushing. Go on, move faster, yes. You are doing it nicely. Continue. No. You are wrong here. Doing it this way. This way, the spiritual master is constantly monitoring, is chastising, is guiding, and is pushing so that we can finish it on time. And as soon as it is finished, we are free. The beauty of the spiritual master is like that of the supervisor. The special master is doing that great job by helping us, by pushing, giving encouragement so we can move faster, move forward, on and on and on and on, and finish everything. That is it. I will act on back to God. Right?
Thank you very much.
Yes. Is there any more questions?
Hare Krishna.
Yes, we are this today. Thank you, Gurudev, for wonderful class.
Hare Krishna.
Prakash would like to ask one question.
All right. We are ready.
Hare Krishna, Gurudev.
Gurudev,
did you mention that, when you said that our body cannot be changed by bhakti? So I was not able to understand. I mean, will this not be a limitation or minimizing glories of bhakti that it cannot change our like prarabdha karma, which is our body?
Can you change your body to African body? American body? Is it possible now?
Okay.
We cannot change our body. We can only change it in next life by working for it now. But to change a body now, for example, we want to change our body now to a demigod's body. We cannot change this lifetime. It has to be another life. Vishwamitra Muni was able to change his ashram, his varana, from satra to brahmana. In one lifetime, we didn't change the physical body. The physical body remained the same. But he was able to change the quality, but the physical body remained the same. The same body. He was not changed to a different figure. Do you understand? Prakash Prabhu got it?
Hare Krishna. Vijay Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Gurudev.
Got it? Is it clear for you?
Yes, Maharaj.
Yeah, we cannot change the physical body. Say, if I want to change my body, it will take some time. Not the physical body. We can change the consciousness. The consciousness is changing as you are practicing Krishna consciousness, but the physical body cannot change. It's the karma that cannot change. Others you can change.
Yes, Gurudev.
Any more questions, Vijay Prabhu?
Hare Krishna.
Vishwanath Prabhu. Yeah, Hare Krishna. Maharaj, there are no more questions.
There is a question.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
There's a question. Somebody want to ask.
Jagan Nivas Prabhu, yes, you please may ask a question.
Hare Krishna, Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you for the class. And I've been told that one's effort in this life for one who has been born outside India is this effort in this life is for his next life to born in India, according to what you were saying about bodily karma. But at that place, that situation, you can be raised up with that kind of culture and consciousness. So it is a comment that since Prabhupada has brought this to all over the world, that may have changed in this time for nowadays?
Srila Prabhupada did not say that. Srila Prabhupada did not preach that in all his books, his lectures, he did not say that we are practicing devotional service and those of us who are not born in India, who can become Indian next life. Prabhupada did not say that. He said, back home, back to Godhead, and anyone can go back to Godhead if he try. He told one of his female disciples in America, I forgot the name, once Srila Prabhupada was standing before the deities, that was just installed. Jagannath deity was installed. Yes, so Jagannath deity. And his devotee came, he was standing behind Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada turned back and saw her, the Prabhupada told her, if you follow everything that I have given you, you go back to Rome, back to where you like that. It's an American, not an Indian. So Prabhupada did not preach like that. And also, the statement that we cannot change our physical body, it does not, it has nothing to do with this statement you just mentioned. We change our consciousness. So it is not the body we are talking about the consciousness. If the consciousness is changing, the consciousness is Krishna conscious, we'll go back to Godhead. So we should try to understand. It has no connection with this. Papa gave us everything, and the same thing he gave everywhere. He didn't change anything anywhere. He didn't speak differently here and spoke differently on the black side. He spoke the same thing everywhere. So it is not true. I've not seen anywhere that now we are practicing Christian consciousness to become Indians next life, then we can go back to God. That is not true anywhere. None of our charas ever said that. So I don't know where you get that from. All right?
Yes, Gurudev, thank you.
Anyone can go back from back to Godhead if you meet up with the man. Prabhupada has given us 75% to balance the remaining 25%. So he didn't say anyone is exempted. All of us, all over the world, the same principle of keeping. The same
right
system. So that means that we are conditioned,
yes,
and we need to get to the ultimate goal of Krishna consciousness. Alright? Jagan Nivas Prabhu. Are you clear?
Hare Krishna, Jagan Nivas Prabhu. Gurudev, I think we lost him. Gurudev, I have a question.
Yes, go on.
Gurudev, actually there are two questions. Sometimes it's like Prabhupada gave us so many things, and it is said that Prabhupada actually gave us Vrindavan, the Braj culture. But sometimes it is difficult to differentiate between what is Prabhupada gave as devotional culture and the normal culture that we follow. So when sometimes we do that culture, is it that it is karma? In the name of devotion, we do some cultural things, but not be something devotional. So is that also karma?
It's a habit, not just karma. I see. Yeah, it's a habit because it can be changed. So for example, Prabhupada gave us the Krishna culture, the culture of the soul, Krishna consciousness. As the culture he got, that is, he gave to us, that is natural for every soul. It is not for some particular area of people. It is for every soul that we have to chant Hare Krishna. It's not the mantra we're only chanting here, the mantra was on a conditional level. It's a mantra we're going to chant even at a elevated level. We have become, in fact, we are practicing for the thing we are going to do eternally with Krishna, with the spiritual world, the most transcendence, pure devotion, pure chanting of the Holy Name, pure love of Godhead. We're preparing for that, and it is for all of us. That's the culture properly for them. For example, it may be that okay. Let me give this example. It is mentioned in the Vaishnava literature, in the etiquette, how we should lose our head and tie our hair, a sika, while bathing, while taking bread and after bathing. Well, how will Africans do that? Indians can do that, and the Europeans can do that, but how will Africans do that? Our hair is not long like that. So how would we do that? And can we say that because of that one is qualified from participating in Krishna consciousness? I also read one scripture that I think Vaishnava Katahara, I read this, that it's not his common book anyway. It was written by one, I think, Krishna Balaram Swami. It's not in his common book. The book was banned by him. After I read it. No, before I read it. No, after I read it. So he mentioned there that once the Lord chant the holy name, showing the teeth, the majority of us chant like that. Our teeth show when we're chanting the holy name. So is that disqualify anyone from chanting the holy name? In a Gayatri mantra, is from one of the Swami's book, Gayatri book. I read there, a woman should not chant Gayatri mantra in the car, in the running vehicle. How many of us are keeping to that? Majority of us are not. Because it's difficult. And we are traveling in a plane for days. If you are going to do that, how will you succeed? It means you are not going to chant for days. So what should we do? Should we go for the essence, or we should follow the custom or the ritual? Is Krishna concerned with the ritual, or is Krishna concerned with the essence of what we do? The end result of what we do is most important than the things that we do. In chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, it's also mentioned, this one is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that we shouldn't whistle. And many devotees chant whistling. And I've seen, I didn't some of my swamis. I wish they don't make a investment in Krishna consciousness. Oh, they don't go anywhere. So these are rituals, these are details, which cannot minimize the potency of devotional service, or the potency of the holy name of Krishna. It cannot. The best way for chanting the holy name is to sit. But should we just take the ritual of sitting while the body is weak and is sleeping? Or should we take the advantage of the second stage to stand up or walk around and chant so we can remain awake and hear what we're chanting? Sometimes the ritual which we do can be discouraging. For example, in India, a nun's life is considered to be a begging profession. And actually, people dress and behave like that. But Prabhupada, he gave something which is better. His devotees are neat and sparkling and clean. They are presentable everywhere. They don't look like beggars. One of our land members from Nigeria, an Indian land member from Nigeria, he traveled to Zurich and he visited our temple. When he came back to Nigeria, his interest in Christian consciousness was improved. He told me, "Oh, yeah, devotees look like." Big professionals, and managers. They look sophisticated. They're powerful. He helped his appreciation for devotees. So, when you try to understand these things, it's good you ask this question so we can see what is going on and how we should accept things positively. All right.
Yes, Gurudev, thank you so much. Gurudev, on that same lines, there's one more question. That yes. Is, in our even ISKCON and in our some Gaudiya Sampradaya, we sometimes when are in some material trouble. And it is said that we should approach for Krishna only for material trouble. But then we do some kind of pujas. Like nowadays, I'm seeing we, since some time now, we are doing Narsimha puja, some different type of pujas, so that materially everything is peaceful. And so, what does this fall into? Even I've seen some devotees going to palmist or astrologers. So. Is that a karma, or that again is because they are doing devotion also, and they materially, if they're peaceful, they will be spiritually peaceful also. So is that also devotion?
in Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami defined pure devotional service. Anyadila Sita Sunyam Karma. Anyadila Sita Sunyam. Sunya Karma Adi Anabritam. Anukulena Krishna Nushana Bhakti Putam. He Rupa Goswami is describing pure devotional service, but he used this word, Adi, it means others. For example, a devotee praying for protection. Rupa Goswami said this does not affect his pure devotional service. It does not go against the principle of pure devotional service. Although it is not the best, not the first class, but it does not change or affect his pure devotional service. That's one. Second, devotees consulting astrologers, palmistry, or judge association. In the third canto of Bhagavatam, Maitreya Muni said that for devotees, the astrological influence has nothing to do with the devotee. A devotee who is fully under the protection of Krishna, who is fully surrendered to Krishna, these things have nothing to do with the devotee. And he also mentioned, time has no effect on devotees. But devotees who are not on this level, they can pray to, they can do Nrisimha Kavacha mantra. You can do Narayan Kavacha mantra. It's all right. It's not bad. It is not pure. It does not condemn our faith. And it shows that our faith is not yet strong. Those whose faith is strong in Krishna consciousness, they don't care for whatever happens. Whatever happens, they see only Krishna's hand in it. So when this happens, it happens to show the level of our devotional service, our faith in devotional service. This is how we can understand this. What is better? It is better to approach the Singhadeva of Krishna than to approach the demigods. So Prabhupada introduced the chant of the Singha mantra when temple will be attacked. So that does not mean that he has no faith in Krishna. The Singha Dev is there for the protection of the devotees. So you can pray to the Singha Dev, you can chant Kavacha. It's powerful, not bad. But one, a person like Harada Sakura have no other mantra to chant than the Hare Krishna mantra. That's the level of Harada Sakura's consciousness. Everything about him is just the holy name. He has nothing else in his life. That shows the level of his consciousness. His understanding of Krishna. And his holy name, Dr. Tirtha Maharaj said that the many risks he took in this movement, the many things he did it based on his faith in Krishna. He said, the risk I took in this movement, if this Krishna consciousness is a paid job, I wouldn't take them. So it was based on his conviction, his understanding, his surrender, his level of Krishna consciousness, that he was able to enter the water to catch a fish without being wet. That's the level of his conviction in Krishna consciousness. Alright?
Yes, Gurudev. Yes, Gurudev. Thank you so much, Gurudev. I request if anybody else have any comments or questions.
No questions from our side also. We also thanks, Maharaj.
Yes, Maharaj. Alright.
Hare Krishna, Gurudev.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your lecture. I have just one question.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Sometimes when the spiritual master leaves the body, this material realm, Some devotees have a hard time adjusting, and some also leave due to lack of faith in the process. So with that, how do we deal with that? Because I understand that there's the Vapu and the Vani also. So yes. When the Vapu is no longer available, because some of us tend to be more okay with the spiritual master being around, so we can have physical interaction and go to the spiritual master when there's troubles. So when that is not there anymore, how do we deal with that?
Yeah, good question. Thank you for the question. When the spiritual master is not physically present, we cannot go to him when there are difficulties. So how do we handle that to remain connected? The first mistake we have made is that while the speech is now a lesson, thank you for the question, because it's to serve, those of us, we should have a spiritual master as a complete advantage so that we don't have the same problem. Because the spiritual master is not going to be there all the time. It will change the body, it will change the environment. So before then, we should learn to establish the connection with the spiritual master. We should try to understand this one. If we take initiation, we accept the spiritual master, we are connected. So what does it mean that we should try to connect? It means that we should have a spiritual connection with the spiritual master, but how we think about him, but how we carry out his instructions, but how we try our best to be very straightforward in our dealings with him. And Gurudev taught us this science of constantly writing the spiritual master, communicating our problems with him, begging for forgiveness, begging for empowerment, and this can be in writing and in prayer. We talked to this in WhatsApp. We were very fortunate to follow it, that even while the spiritual master is the same, he is in the same temple with us, I used to write him letter. Even to the point that one day he even asked me, do you have a letter for me today? So the relationship was established when he was physically present. But now that he's not there, for those of us who were not able to do this, still, the spiritual master is not the body. Is the spirit. Therefore, we can still pray to him with our difficulties. If we do this prayer with feelings, or even write it, which I still do every time, I still do that. Although I'm not here physically, I still write him letter, and I get response. So I'm very sure that if you communicate with him, write him, should pray to him, should cry to him in his picture, you will get the same protection, the same feeling, and the same answer to the problems. So that you will not feel that, oh, the guru is not there. The guru is always there. If you have this spiritual connection with him, it's always there. Does it make sense?
Yes, Maharaj, thank you.
So if you can learn this practice, to write him, to pray, to cry to him, to ask him for help, for protection. And we shouldn't forget to thank him for all that he has been doing. He will respond in a very wonderful and miraculous way. I have many devotees who are having this experience, who are not even the disciples, who pray to him till today, and are getting wonderful results. So I'm sure if you do the same thing, you will feel his presence in your life. You feel his covering in your life. And it will be a tremendous change in your Krishna consciousness. We wish you the best.
Thank you, Maharaj.
If you like, you can write us also, if you like.
Thank you.
If you have time, you can write us.
I will.
All right, Gurudev, I think this is all for today. Thank you so much for giving us this wonderful, wonderful class. And I guess everybody got some good lessons out of it today. And we'll again have your association next week, next Saturday, at the same time, Gurudev. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Gurudev. Radhe
Radhe. Hare Radhe.
Radhe Radhe. Thank you, Gurudev.
Radhe Radhe. Thank you.
Vijay Prabhu.
Yes, Gurudev. Thank you. From here also.
You know, last week, the moderator wanted to speak with me.
Sorry?
The moderator of this Google Plus.
Yes.
He was speaking with me, but we couldn't finish because I was rushing to speak with you.
Yeah, last week, yes, Maharaj.
I would like to speak with him, but I don't know the process of getting to you.
Okay.
We find out the process. He was asking me questions. Because he's following what we are discussing, so he was asking questions. I would like to speak with you.
I am just trying to recall who was it.
It was from the office, the Google Plus office.
Oh, that devotee. We couldn't see him back. Yeah.
It was from the office, local press office, not the duty.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, try if you can.
We can try to look for Krishna.
Yeah, look for him if you can.
Yeah, sure. We'll try to connect to him.
All right.
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Gurudev. Thank you, everybody, for coming. We'll end this lecture today right now. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, Gurudev.
Yeah.
Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe.